Dom, so great to be on your podcast. You guys, Saturday night at the Trailer Park, Saturday night in Paris. Make sure you listen in on Dom's latest podcast to get the updates, the upbeats, everything going on. And this man is the interviewer par none. Love what you're doing, Dom.
You are now listening to the podcast where authors inspire listeners to become authors, the Going North Podcast. I'm your host, certified self-leadership trainer, best-selling author, and book enthusiast, Dom Brightman. And you're going to be listening to a different author that will inspire you to join the business of immortality, known as authorship. Now let the fun begin. Today's episode is sponsored by the Going North Advancement Compass, available now on Amazon.com. It is an interactive journal for you to track your personal growth, track your goals, track your wins, and help you advance north to your next level of success. So pick it up today and get growing. Now let's get on with today's episode. And today on the Highlight Reel Builder for Authors, known as the Going North Podcast, we've got another super special awesome human for you today, my friends. That's right indeed. You're going to be in for a treat. That's good enough to eat two times over, y'all. That's right indeed. You're going to need two whole fingers for this one, y'all. That's right indeed. Who am I kidding? You need multiple fingers. Because today's wonderful guest, y'all, today's wonderful guest, not only is she joined the business of immortality known as authorship, she's also won gold medals, blue ribbons, and all the above for her books, and they're best-selling too to boot. So she is killing the game, y'all. And on top of that, she's also an entrepreneur and an executive coach. So let's give it up for the K to the W, the kind, wonderful K Wagner. How you doing today, K?
I'm doing great, Dom. How are you?
Doing fabulous indeed. Doing fabulous indeed. One of the benefits about video is that pretty smiling face of yours.
I love your face in the background, too. You got all kinds of sparkles going on.
Yes, right indeed. We're in the vortex. No escape. Yeah, who am I kidding? There's escape. We're on a time crunch, sadly. But, hey, that's all good. It's all good. But, hey, as with all introductions, they're not allowed to be 10,000 days long. I'll probably only covered, I don't know, maybe 30 seconds. So am I filling in any cavities I may have missed about you, Kay?
Oh, I think you covered it, Dom. I'd like to get started talking about the books and about what your listeners really like to hear about.
Oh, all right. So what got you into writing then?
Well, I've been writing all my life, literally since I was a kid. I won my first award for writing when I was like 12 or 13. So I was hooked. I was like, oh, this could be something. And I grew up as a farm kid. So I was like living in my head, imagination, you know, that's how I kept my sanity out in the fields on the farm. So, yeah.
So that's why I still love riding horses to this day, huh?
I do. It's my guilty pleasure getting away and riding horses in Wyoming. I love it.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong being guilty about that. Shoot, it's a pleasurable experience. It's all right, indeed.
It's great. Nothing quite like it, I don't think, Dom. I don't know. I love it.
Well, that's all I'm talking about. Days we're talking about, indeed. And the good news is, I guess you, after that award, you're like, all right, I'm going to be hooked to this like glue on paper. So you ended up advancing into business. You published both fiction and nonfiction, if I'm not mistaken, right?
That's right. I've done both genres, and they're very, very different.
Oh, there it goes. Right, indeed. And if I'm not mistaken, I guess you went nonfiction first with the Leadership Glue book?
Correct. Yes, yes. I mean, you've done your homework. You know. Yes, Leadership Glue is for CEOs and executives. That's also a best-selling book. And it's really for leaders who understand that when there is no vision, the people perish. And so you got to have glue in a business, right? You got to have a leader who has glue, who holds everything and everybody together, whether things are going good or not, you know, good times and bad. But a leader doesn't want to get stuck in the daily grind. And so in Leadership Glue, I teach people, leaders, how to be the glue in their business, but not allow that glue to get frittered away when they need to step away for rejuvenation, or they need to step away for innovation, or they need to really delegate and elevate other people within the business.
You love to see it indeed. Love to see it indeed. So what helped you to make the transition to writing novels?
Well, I've had this story for a long time that I wanted to write. And I decided that now is the time. So I started writing, and the story was bigger than one book. So I ended up with a series of four books in the series called the Frankie Girl series. And the Saturday Night at the Trailer Park is the first book. And so this was the book that I set out to write, which has some of my own story of origin in it, but it's all fiction, but I can tell you about some of the personal connections in it as well. But the story was bigger than one book. And so I ended up with four, and it's called the Frankie Girl series. And the third book has just been released, as you noted, Saturday Night in Philadelphia. And the fourth book, so that was the third book. The fourth book I'm hoping to release by the end of the year, which means that the entire series will have been published in 1 year, which I think is pretty darn good.
Ha, you're right about that. Shoot, folks still fighting to get one book out. So I'm assuming you had this whole four-part series out in your brain, probably somewhere on a computer somewhere for years, and you finally polished it enough to where it's like, all right, cool, it's four separate books. Like, what was the process like for that?
Well, it wasn't quite as neat and nice as that. It was a little more messy than that, but I always say, no mess, no magic. So I'm good with the mess, right? Out of the mess comes the magic, and out of the mess comes the beauty. But I had the story for the first book, and when I was writing it and realizing that it was more than one book, I'm like, okay, so this needs to be a series. And when I'm writing, characters come into the book that I hadn't planned for, and they just pop in, and they insist on being part of this story. And so they come in and they do their thing, and they get involved in the plot twists, and they get involved in their own character development. And so we had to make room for all of these characters, and we needed the four books to do that. And so my writing routine is I do have the plot laid out in my mind, but there's a lot of open areas in there. I would say I have the arc. And I know what the last resolution, the last scenes will be, how the story will be resolved. Now, the series is a series of love, forgiveness, and redemption. And so I knew that the final part of the last book needed to be about completing the story of redemption for Frankie Girl. And so I have... Let's see, I'm 2/3 of the way through book four right now, and I'm coming close to writing those final scenes of redemption, and I know how they're going to play out, and I am just like, oh man, this is going to make me cry. And you know what Hemingway said? When the writer cries, the reader cries. And so I'm putting my heart into the end of this one, and I think people are going to really resonate with it. I've gotten so much feedback, Dom, from people who have read these books so far about reading the story of Frankie Girl. So she starts out in the trailer park on the eastern shore of Maryland, which is where I grew up. And then she goes to Philadelphia for a job, but she goes to Paris. And her trip to Paris in the second book completely changes her life. And then in book three in Philadelphia, more events and challenges and circumstances influence her. And as she matures and comes of age, she begins to really understand this concept of the path of love, of forgiveness, of redemption. Because what happened in the trailer park, there's a whole lot of forgiveness. There's a whole lot of redemption that needs to happen from what happened in the trailer park. And so she spends her coming of age years like grappling with, how do I not live my life with this burden of what happened, with this anger and, you know, holding grudges against people? Because she doesn't want that in her life. And so when she meets the character Mr. Baylor in the trailer park, in this book, she meets the character Mr. Baylor, who becomes the messenger of forgiveness and redemption, and he teaches her about forgiveness and redemption. So I think, Dom, that forgiveness and redemption is a concept and a theme that resonates with everybody. And we all, you know, even though we have this really great look going on, you know, you got you and you look awesome and I'm still working on me, but we all, you know, do our best, but inside we're broken. And we all have people in our lives and circumstances in our lives that we want to use forgiveness and redemption to, like, clean out the junk, right, from our lives. And so it's a great story, but it's also a story with a message. And the feedback that I get from people is, you know, they'll call me or text me or email me and say, I read your book and it hit me so hard that I haven't talked to my sister for 6 years. And so I called her and now we're starting to open up that relationship again. And that's what really moves me, you know, is when people have that kind of response to the books.
Yeah, be like indeed. So does faith play a role in your business then, with all these wonderful themes of forgiveness and redemption?
Well, what I found is forgiveness and redemption kind of works its way into everything that I do. And when I do executive coaching, a lot of what happens for people is the stuff that they're hanging on to from their past. And a lot of that stuff will keep them from being less than successful. And maybe not even just less than successful. They might be hugely successful, but I found that often they're not enjoying it. They don't feel that it has a purpose or a meaning. And a lot of that tracks back to not forgiving things from the past and finding redemption for them. So forgiveness is an act of erasing the negative emotions about what happened. And redemption is about making good on it for the future. So actually, redemption is about taking action to make up for what has happened. So I find that that's very relevant for executives. And in addition to that, because I'm in the publishing world now and working as an author, I love working with authors as well and helping them get their message out, because everybody has a story and every story matters and every mission matters. So I'm very interested in helping authors, as well as specifically introverted authors who have a lot of anxiety about promoting their work and getting their work and message out into the world.
Yes, indeed. Can't have anxiety when you're an author. It's like, dude, you got to put yourself out there. You got to make yourself the wonderful New York Times Square walking around. You got to be the floating billboard. That's right, indeed. You got to come to them. That's right, indeed. That's right, indeed. It's like they get in their car, you're right there. It's like they about to bed, and you're right there. It's like, hey, come on, there's good stuff here. right, D.
Yeah, come on over. Let's talk.
So, fun question for you. If your fabulous book, and I guess we'll go with Saturday Night in Philadelphia, since that should be out after, or should I say before this comes out. If that book were a food, what would it be and why?
Let's see. If it were a food, it would be the main course. And it would be the main course because Saturday night at the trailer park is the opening course, right? And this is where we start to get these tasty tidbits of what's happening, the things that are impacting Frankie Girl. And then we move to the sour course, and that's Saturday night in Paris. And Saturday night in Paris is a little lighter than Saturday night in the trailer park. And then we get to the book three, which is Saturday night in Philadelphia. And that's when we get into some of the stuff that's really, really meaty and will really pull the reader further into Frankie's story and really create some deep, deep, meaningful reading for the reader. And then we have the fourth book, and I can't tell you the title yet because it hasn't been revealed, but that's going to be the happy dessert. And that's going to be really fun.
Me lucky indeed. So any thoughts on a spin-off series called Saturday Morning in blank?
I might use
I
that.
mean, you got all these Saturday nights. I mean, Sunday morning's got to come eventually, right?
I know. Maybe book four should be Saturday morning's redemption. I don't know.
There you go. Or maybe Monday morning be like, yeah, executive coaching meets fiction. That's right indeed for a bad spin-off series, but it's going to be fun and exciting. If you ever
Yes,
put it down.
exactly. Exactly. That's right. Lots of good stuff, Dom.
Oh yeah, good indeed. Well, coming down to the magical question that every guest gets to receive since we're short on time, and that is if you're to wake up tomorrow and you're 25 again, but you're still in the current year, what advice would you give to yourself?
I would say write more. Write every day and spread the message and keep your commitment to spreading the message to everyone in the world.
Woohoo! That's right, spread that message to the world, y'all. Yeah, that's right. Flat earthers have it right. The world is a bagel, it's not a pancake. And her message is the cream cheese. It's got to go all over, y'all. That's right, indeed. That's right. K is the cream.
It's like spreading icing on the cake. Well,
See, there you go. Now the earth's a cake. All right, cool. All right. So that
it's
metaphor is new level. It's a whole cake, y'all.
a cake.
That's right, indeed.
It's a big cake.
There we go. Yeah, let's go with 12 layer. That's right. Extra big.
Yeah,
Right.
there we go.
Ah, yes. Icing in between and on top. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. Well, folks only got the icing of you and what all that you do. So for the folks need to dive into the metaphorical rest of the cake that is Kay Wagner. What's the best way for folks to do so?
Well, I have made it really, really easy to get a piece of the K. Wagner cake. And that is to just go to www.kaewagner.com. And at www.kaewagner.com, they can sign up for my newsletter. They can sign up for a free prequel. So the prequel is the story before Saturday night at the trailer park when Frankie Girl was a little girl, and other freebies and giveaways that we do on a regular basis.
We had that right, folks. She ain't just a pretty face with a pen. She's got gifts too, y'all. So head over to K. Wagner's fabulous site. We're going to put a link to that in the show notes. That way you can not only subscribe to her magical newsletter, but also cop some copies of her magical books. Grab her whole collection, own, add it to the library. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. If you got any executives in your life, or if you're an executive yourself listening, she's got some leadership glue too. So tell Elmer to step aside. We got K instead. That's right indeed. That's right indeed. And sure, she's got all the Saturday night goodness, y'all. That's right indeed. The Sunday morning special may come eventually. I mean, joy comes the morning, so Sunday's got to come too eventually. Just kidding.
That's true. Well, true, Melissa. True. You got it. I got to say amen to that.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, well, hey, any parting words before we close up shop?
Well, Dom, you've been a gem to work with. I really appreciate it. And any way that I can help you, I would love to do that.
If you're hearing this part of the episode, that means you're one cool individual. Thanks a bunch for tuning in, and if you enjoyed what you heard, be sure to share it with at least one other person in your network. Bonus points for free, and be sure to check out the backlog too while you're at it, because there are hundreds of wonderful episodes to choose from as well.